A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Several people who had been listening to Jesus said, "Surely he must be the prophet," and some said, "He is the Christ," but others said, "Would the Christ be from Galilee? Does not Scripture say that the Christ must be descended from David and come from the town of Bethlehem?" So the people could not agree about him. Some would have liked to arrest him, but no one actually laid hands on him. The police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why haven't you brought him?" The police replied, "There has never been anybody who has spoken like him." "So," the Pharisees answered, "you have been led astray as well. Have any of the authorities believed in him, any of the Pharisees? This rabble knows nothing about the law. They are damned." One of them, Nicodemus, the same man who had come to Jesus earlier, said to them, "But surely the law does not allow us to pass judgment on a man without giving him a hearing and discovering what he is about." To this they answered, "Are you a Galilean too? Go into the matter and see for yourself. Prophets do not come out of Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. From May 7 to 9 this year, there will be a conference in Rome regarding Christian attitudes towards the Pharisees. This will be in collaboration with Jewish scholars. Because as we see in today's Gospel reading, the Pharisees get a rather bad press in the New Testament. What we need to face as church and individual Christians when we see the bad press given to the Pharisees in the New Testament is not to point those criticisms outwards, but to see how those criticisms given in the New Testament have bearing on us. For the bad press regarding the Pharisees are not so much an insult of the Jewish people, but rather a warning to the growing Christian church. The Pharisees were good people. They were upholders of the law. And they did do enormous work when the temple was destroyed to rebuild the Jewish faith after that tremendous blow against their integrity and against their worship. On the other hand, even people with the greatest and the best intent can be short-sighted because they do not have all the information at hand and make decisions based on very narrow perceptions. Even the best of us do that. And we see those narrow perceptions in today's Gospel. We must remember that John is writing after the other Gospels are produced, so that the knowledge that Jesus was actually born in Bethlehem must have been present amongst the Christians of that community. And here we see there's a great gap. The Pharisees in their discussion keep on talking about Jesus from Nazareth without a knowledge, without the information that he was actually born as a descendant of David in Bethlehem. So their evaluation is based on a lack of information, a lack of insight. And any lack of information and lack of insight is going to affect our attitudes, is going to affect our vision of the current situation. We know Jesus was born in Bethlehem. They didn't. Can we judge them when we know better? And this is the fundamental question for us as Christians. Can we judge if we know better? That can be used in so many areas of life, in so many areas of our own personal life and approach to others. For we are people of goodwill. that sometimes the lack of information, the lack of insight, or the presence of prejudice about another prevents us from seeing them in their true light, as brother, as sister, as companion in God, as another self in God, who shares the image and likeness of God, who shares the fundamental divine dignity of the human state that was removed because of sin. Sin challenges us, for we need salvation to overcome that jaundiced view we have, because our experience itself is a lack of information. We experience the sinfulness in one another. We experience the shortcomings in one another. We, in fact, have a tremendous instinct to see that primarily in one another. The gospel commands us to have a broader vision, to have a deeper insight, to cling to the original truth that has been revealed to us, because we ourselves are not fully capable of grasping it, because our vision is so narrow. And so in the light of today's gospel, we are called in this Lenten season to examine ourselves, to examine our attitudes, especially when those attitudes contain a derogation, an insult of another person's dignity, of another person's godlikeness. Can we inform ourselves beyond the prejudices which build up in us because of sin? Are we teachable enough to be taught by the gospel and challenged by the gospel without feeling self-righteous that the Pharisees got it wrong? They got it wrong because they did not know better. We do. We are challenged to get it right. Amen.